The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Monday installment of the news show. It is the 9th of December, 2019. Yeah, 16 days till Christmas. We've got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. We're going to start off with Nokia. Yeah, it is 2019, and we're still talking about Nokia. Can you believe it? This is what you can't believe. Nokia on a television set. Yeah, it's not a phone this time, it's a big old screen. Now, this Nokia TV is actually from an Indian company named Flipkart. They've actually been granted the use of the Nokia brand for its smart TVs. Meaning, yeah, it's just a brand on a television. Not much of Nokia behind this. Of course, there's not really much of Nokia left, is there? Basically, what happened is Flipkart kind of bought the name Nokia, paid that licensing fee, and slapped it on its product. Their hope is to make Nokia a branded smart TV and also make it accessible and affordable. I'm hearing budget television. What about you? They're also hoping that putting the Nokia brand on it will make people think, hey, wait a minute, I know that name. Not there, but I know that name. And hopefully boost the brand name once again. Now, as far as the TV goes, it's a 55-inch Ultra HD display. The smart portion of the TV, no Nokia OS going here. It's Android. But one thing that is impressive on it is two 24-watt speakers that are powered by JBL. So we're hoping this thing might actually sound pretty good, you know, for TV speakers. The display is 16.9 and it's got a refresh rate of 60 hertz. Now the biggest question, how much does the Nokia TV cost? Not too bad actually, $590. Again though, it's only going to be available in India, so get ready to cough up about 42,000 rupees. Hey, speaking of new things with screens, Apple's got a new thing for us. The Mac Pro. Yeah, that cheese grater. We can finally order the thing starting tomorrow. Yes, both the Mac Pro and the Pro Display XDR, which you might remember way back in June of this year, were announced. Well, we can finally place our order starting December 10th. Now, we had heard that both would be available sometime this fall. And now that we're nearing Christmas, Apple kind of took their sweet time, didn't they? Then again, maybe it's all by strategy. Hit that Christmas market. And when I mean hit that Christmas market, I mean Mac. Out your credit card if there's anything left. The starting price, $5,999. That'll get you 32 gigabytes of memory, though, so plenty there. Not to mention a 256 gigabyte SSD storage. The display, on the other hand, yeah, that's going to cost you about $5,000. But don't forget the stand. Yeah, that's sold separately for another $1,000. All in all, you're looking at about $11,000 you'll be spending on this thing for Christmas, which means you'll have a great one, and everybody else in your family, yeah, they won't have a Christmas at all. And finally, speaking of Apple and money, remember that movie, The Banker? You hadn't heard of it? I hadn't actually either till I read this. But apparently, it's a thing, or could be, was a thing. Yes, Apple bought The Banker movie for about $20 million. And they based it all off on an 8-minute kind of demo reel of the thing. Ever since then, the movie's been delayed and delayed and then delayed again. Some of it's Apple's fault, we're hearing, and then other things we're not even going to get into on this show. We'll just say it's highly sensitive. Go Google it if you really want to know. As far as seeing it, though, it may never happen because of all that sensitive stuff that we're telling you to go Google. And, of course, some dealings within Apple, too. Now, as far as Apple responding to any questions about this, no. They haven't really responded to ours or anybody's questions regarding this. What we do know for sure, however, though, is Apple's probably the only company right now that can go and spend $20 million and go, oh well. Yourself one of those stories and no one else is listening to you, well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Check out our website at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, powered by those fine folks over there at TSO Host. Get yourself some great, reliable web hosting today with fantastic customer service. Check them out now at tsohost.com. You can find us over there on Facebook, too, for the British Tech Network at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter as well at British Tech. And come by our BTN community at our Slack room and come join us. Where there's definitely more the merrier over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of the fun. Be a part of it today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way tomorrow for your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.